you look at the 8 recommendations in that report, they clearly point to a failure of our state to make sure that concrete blocks, the core component of the family home, were manufactured to a safe standard. There's also a failure in building control. So in other words, the families were failed by the state, and the state has failed to step up to the plate now and give them financial support. If you look what happened in Dublin and North Leinster, where you had the families there who were affected by pyrite, very soon after the report then was published, we had a redress scheme put in place. All I'm asking for is that for the thousands of families in Donegal and indeed Mayo who were affected, that they would be treated exactly the same as the families in Dublin and North Leinster, no more and no less. And I'm going to continue to fight for this until the government do what's right by the families here in Donegal and indeed Mayo.
The hope might have been that the experience of the pyrite scenario would have sped this process up and given the government more reference points and perhaps allowed this be dealt with more quickly. It would appear the opposite's the case.
Absolutely. I mean, indeed, you know, in fairness to the campaigning families in Dublin and North Leinster, when they secured the redress scheme, that was the precedent, the reference point, the template that the government can lean on. So it's not as if they're doing something new, something brand new here. I, for the life of me, can't understand that almost four months after the publication of this report, we have progressed hardly anything at all in terms of our redress scheme. Anger is growing. Concern is growing. Distress is growing across Donegal with the affected families. And we need a proper answer, and we need justice from government as soon as possible.